Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody. Today is July 21st. It's Tuesday, and you're listening to Healing Hearts His Way. And I'm your host, Missy. And, wow, I'm really excited about today's show because I am going to be speaking about truth or love, which is greater. They're both important. There's absolutely no doubt to that. But I do think that when you're speaking, there may be a better path to take, and that one leads to the other, and the other doesn't necessarily lead to the opposite. So we're going to just flesh that out a little bit today. If you'd like to call in to the talk show, the number is 646-787-8522. That number is 646-787-8522. And generally, the show Healing Hearts His Way are programmed live Tuesdays at 6 p.m. And today I am running ahead of schedule because I have a wedding to go to tonight. And that's going to be fun and exciting. So also, I do have a website, healingheartshisway.com, and an email that you can send to that address as well, and I can respond to. So I do want this show to become more interactive and absolutely not just be hearing, what the Lord is showing me, but I'm really curious about what God shows you as well. So I'm just going to begin with some prayer here and ask the Lord to place this moment of time into his hands. So, Holy Father Jesus, thank you so much for your love, for your great sacrifice that you poured out your life, and God, that you gave your Son to forgive our sins so that we could come into a depth of fellowship with you, a relationship with you that you desired from before the beginning of time. And Father, we just humbly know that we are only here because you have compassion and love towards man, and that you ask us to do the same. So today, I just place this show into your hands, and I ask that you would use my heart, my voice, my mouth, to be a voice today, a voice crying out for those who perhaps cannot speak for themselves, because, God, you actually ask us to do those things, to speak out for those who cannot speak for themselves. And I thank you for this opportunity, and I ask that anything of my own stuff would be laid down, any agenda or purpose that I would have, and that it would be your desire and purpose for today's show. And I thank you, Father, in Jesus' holy name, I pray this, knowing that you're faithful and that you're awesome. Amen. So I was thinking about a lot in the last couple weeks, and just so much on the subject of, I saw that the world is in conflict, and as I say, that's really putting it very simply. Every direction we turn, there seems to be a focus on trouble, on desperation, on human need, on suffering, on war, on violent crimes, on just extreme heartache that people are bearing. And I do not desire to focus on that. I live in the world. I do know what is happening, but I desire to have a focus on other things. And on this, we can't deny what is happening right in front of our eyes. Okay, some people, I think, maybe can, but it's really hard for me to completely do that. So I always, I run to God and I just go in his shelter under his wing and I just talk to him a whole lot until he scoops me back out and he says, go on back out there. It's okay. I'm watching you and you're going to be fine. And so he sent me back this time after spending time under his wing and in his protection and care. And he said something to me that was so beautiful. And I've began to search it out, and then the Lord just placed a couple of people speaking about the topic in front of me. So these ideas are formed from listening to people talk about the subject. It's just so And the Lord just poured into my heart, and that is the subject of loving one another. And I'm sorry, but, you know, I believe that's what this show is probably going to be about more times than not. And that is about giving our love to one another. And so I heard him say to me, what is more important, truth or love? And I was just struggling with it. As you all know, we have many things that have taken place in the world, and the state laws are changing. And a lot of people feel like church and state are mixing, and we don't have the rights that we would desire to see in place as Christians. And, you know, I don't know how much is just sensationalism of the news and the media that we are under today, and how fast happening that we need to be concerned. But we all know that Jesus is going to return to this world, that it is his rule, it is his earth, and he is going to take possession of everything again. Now, his kingdom already began when Jesus died and was resurrected off of the cross, and we know that he has bought our freedom. He bought us back from being in bondage to sin and under the dominion of Satan. And when he did that for us, he just gave us freedom. He gave us complete freedom. And it says in Scripture, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And it says there is liberty. So what I wanted to talk about is, so what is greater to seek? Is it love or to seek truth? Because I began bumping into Christians who I associate probably with a very good mixture. I don't think it's 50-50. I don't know what the odds would be, but with Christians and with unbelievers as well. My life is with both. I'm a people person. I love people. I love every person. God just blessed me with that in my heart. It is absolutely not normal, and I don't think I always did, but I just love people, and I love to hear their stories, and I love to know more about them and what they're thinking and what their needs are. And it took me forever to understand that I couldn't fulfill their needs, that God was the only one who could do that. So when I got that in place, a whole lot of things fell into line for myself. When I thought about what is greater, to seek love or truth, and I discovered that, that I do have feelings and thoughts on the subject, and I think that we must first find the love of God to find the truth. Jesus was our demonstration of love. He was our complete demonstration on this earth of love, pure love. And out of love came truth. So truth is a person, and a person is pure love, and that's Jesus. We know that the Word is Jesus, and that the Word is the revelation of God. So it's not so much, as I began to think about this, and I knew it in my spirit, but I didn't know how to put all this into words. And believe me, I thought about this probably for 24 hours a day for the past 7 days a week. Even in my sleep, I had dreams about, you know, church and about structure and about organization and about doctrine and about theology and about the people that I see that are homeless, that are laying on the street. And I tried to understand, how does theology fit in with the people that are laying on the street? And I know that people, and Jesus said to us, go and make disciples. And I began to overthink it, probably saying, I have to go make disciples and I have to teach them the way, and they have to go teach more disciples. And I finally had to slow things down for me. And this was a process of the way that the Lord used it. And he said, you know, it's not about a system, Missy. It's not about a doctrine. It's not about that. It is about the world seeing Jesus, seeing God as they are, okay? When Jesus died, the veil was torn. A little tidbit of information, because it was a purpose. Mankind could not reach God on their own. The only way that man could come to God was through God, through Jesus. So when Jesus died and God tore the veil in two from the top to the bottom, we had an unveiling of God. We had an unveiling of what we shall look like in the future, and an unveiling of what Jesus looks like today. He became unveiled to the world. So Revelation is not restricted anymore. We can see Jesus now as he is, and we can receive the love of God inside of us. And so, you know, in John 3:16, we know that God first loved the world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that none should perish, but that all should have everlasting life. So we know that love is about giving. And we know that God is pure love. And we know also that through our faith. So through faith, we go into the doorway. In Ephesians 2, it tells us that we're saved by grace through faith. So when Jesus died, there was an unveiling of who God is. There's an unveiling of who Jesus is through his life and his death and his resurrection. And Jesus' life was a life of love, pure love. The fact that, and I thought about this so much this past week, how when Jesus was on earth, he didn't have a smooth ride. As far as the way it goes, like what he brought to us, his embodiment of love, his embodiment of being God in the form of a man, was challenged from his birth, from his inception into his mother, with Mary and Joseph, with an angel having to speak to Joseph, to talk to him. And you all know the story, but to ask him to do what was necessary. It was challenged with King Herod wanting to kill all the children born during that time. It was challenged, grew up and became a man, and everywhere he walked, he didn't receive the confirmation of recognition of being a prophet in his own hometown. And as he did healings, he was challenged by the Pharisees. And if he chose to heal a man's withered hand in the synagogue, challenged, and if it was on the Sabbath day, the Pharisees were just so hard on Jesus. And I read that over and over this week, and I just thought about it. And before, I just kind of went over it quickly, but I just pondered on it. I said, there's a whole lot of red letters words that Jesus said in my Bible that he said to the Pharisees. And I wanted to know, why he took so much time to address that. But so Jesus had a difficult life with being challenged with what he was living, what he was about, what he represented. And so don't think that if you have that same kind of love, be challenged, and that you're not going to be pulled aside and told your theology is wrong, or that you're not in complete alignment with doctrine or something like that, because that happened to me in the last couple of weeks several times. And I just felt really a little bit stunned by it, because I just want us all to be on the same page with more love and unity. And that's what bothered me about it. So we had an unveiling of love, of showing us that God is love. And Jesus showed us the pure love of God. And, it tells us in 1 John that our own heart can condemn us, but that God's love is greater than our own heart. So the way that God loves reveals his character, and his word, the Bible, reveals to us his character. And it's not by human understanding that we get an understanding of the revelation of the character of God. It's through our human understanding where stuff can come from, and we get snagged up in all those little details that we can't seem to agree on. But by the Holy Spirit, we can, the Spirit, which is the Spirit that leads us into all truth, we can see clearly what God is showing us that is important to Him. So, pure love is, as we said, Jesus, and when we are confronted by a pure love, it leads us to the abandonment of our heart to be taken over by Christ. So if we are showing pure love to a person, a stranger on the street, someone that needs that kind of love, then it leads for that person to be able to open up their heart for Christ to be able to come into it. And if pure love was taken out of each of our hearts, what would be left of our heart? What else is in our heart? I think it's good for us to examine that and say, what is in our heart? How much of it is absolutely pure love for our fellow man? Because God's desire has always been to release his love into the world. He expressed that by creating the world. He expressed it by creating man in his own image. He took the time to say, I'm going to create this, and I want it to look like me. He was fascinated and excited with us when he created us. And, Jesus says that he shared the glory with God before the world even began. And if you go back to the original language that it was written in John 17, he says, before the light of the universe began. So Jesus, God, the Holy Spirit, all dwelt in complete deep love and unity and flowed. And they desired for us to share in that. So knowing that pure love is Jesus, and we have to wonder, what is important about our journey as a Christian? What is the important thing about our journey as a Christian? Is it to seek truth about God or to seek the love of God? And if we seek love, truth will be the outcome. And if you think about it, when you abandon yourself to the love of God, you have to believe that pure love will lead those as a seeker to the Creator of love. And it will always reveal to us the truth of love. Abandonment to truth does not always lead to love. So if we are abandoning ourselves to the love of God and letting Him direct our lives, then we are going to find the truth. Because we know that it's God's nature and character to be love, and our abandonment to His love brings about a revelation and an unveiling of truth. And I'm sorry, I feel like I got a little wordy there. There's got to be an easier way to say it, but when we give ourselves to God's love, we know that we can be safe and that He will reveal to us the truth. He tells us that we can't be deceived in His love, okay? God is not a deceiver. He tells us that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth, and the Spirit of truth will lead us into all good things for us. He leads us into truth. And if we can't trust the Holy Spirit to lead us, then who can we trust? Our own human wisdom and understanding? Well, we know that there are scriptures that says that God's ways are not our ways, and that where human reasoning leads us to. And I began to relate this back to the church and to the all the conflict over doctrine and teaching, and I just felt like the church is ruled by fear of deception right now, that there is so much fear of being deceived that people are being really staunch and strong about this is the truth, this is what I know, and I'm going to hang on to it, which is, I understand we have to have truth. I'm not saying we abandon truth, but I'm saying that there's something greater. And Jesus told us, the way to abandon our heart to love is to keep the commandment. In 1 John 3:23, he says, to believe on his name, on Jesus as the Messiah, and to love one another. So the power of love is revealed in the character of Jesus. And we saw in Scripture Jesus walking out the power of love. And what it does, the healing it brings, the deliverance it brings, the understanding that it gives us, the truth it leads us to, and the truth that sets us free. And so when we manifest love in our lives, Jesus takes it all the way down to the point of, he says, you have love for one another when you lay down your life for one another. And that is how we abandon ourselves to love, is when we lay our own life down for other people. Jesus tells us that there are three things that are important that will remain. And he says that they are faith, hope, and love. And of the greatest of these, it is love. So we know that in the end, there are three things that will remain: faith, hope, and love. The greatest is love. And that... I don't think it's going to be our doctrines and our theologies. I think they're important, and we're not saying that you stop pursuing truth, but that our greatest priority should be to walk in pure love. And that's what God, I feel like, you know, could he be calling us to step into a higher level of pure love for one another, pure love as he is? Could he be asking us to come up a little higher? Is he raising? Time with God and the glory of God comes upon us, then we walk out into the earth in this dark, troubled time, and they see the light. They see the light on us. We don't have to open our mouth and explain which day is the Sabbath day, as was always a big dividing factor in my own childhood, in my own family, of keeping the Sabbath rigidly from sundown to sundown, or worshiping God on a particular day of the week that we would choose. So there are so many things that I think that the Lord is looking at and showing some people and asking us as Christians to begin to speak out on and to take a stand for and to say there's something really important. And in the end, we might question ourselves that day when we stand before God, and make no mistake about it, the Bible does say, and if we're Christians, we do believe the Bible. I don't think there's much dispute about the understanding of knowing we are going to be judged, and he is going to say to us, did you learn to love? Did you learn to love? Did you learn to lay down your life for someone else? And I think it's time for us to determine in our hearts to step into a higher level of love. Sorry, and that love is the key to so many beautiful, beautiful things on this earth that we are going to witness in this earth. So many amazing, beautiful miracles and transitions of what people are concerned about and talking about of darkness. We're going to see transition because love covers a multitude of sins, and it changes things. Love absolutely changes things. So Jesus said to us, so I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love. I have become a sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. Well, we know, I think Paul wrote that scripture, but we know Jesus is the word, so I said, Jesus says to us, you know, it's God's will for us to know that without love, Does it really matter, whatever else that we do, if we're doing it and we're not doing it in love? And I don't mean just like today, but I am doing it because it's in my heart to see that that person's life change and that it becomes a greater when I leave it than when I walked into it. And that we can forgive, have forgiveness. As we ask for forgiveness, that we can show them a beautiful direction to go in. And Jesus calls us the salt of the earth. We are here to give flavor. We're here to bring something back, to zest it up. And the world needs hope. It needs some flavor. It needs some excitement. It needs something it doesn't have. And what does it not have? It does not have pure, godly love and enough dose. Okay, it's out there. There's beautiful Christians doing an amazing job, but the world needs a higher dose of God's love, obviously, when Jesus returns, and he rules on this earth for that millennium. We are going to have love and an awesome higher dose than we see at this time or should hope for, perhaps. But I was listening to a song that just put all this into a feeling for me, and I just so wish I knew how to put this song on here. But if you have time, you can look it up. It's an old song, probably a lot of people. People on the street, broken. There are so many homes broken down, broken families, and people's hopes have been falling to the ground from so many failures. And he says, this is an emergency, and there are tears from the saints. We're calling for you to come back home. Father, we will lead them home. So we know that even churches have forsaken love and mercy, mercy and love, things that are so important to God. And so, we hope that we can reach our hands out and that we can save this generation. We can be the link between God and between the broken. And he says, all you children, stretch out your hands and pick up the crippled man. In Christ we stand. Are you crying tears for the lost? Are you feeling in your heart what I'm feeling? Are you feeling Jesus looking down upon the people and wishing for a greater amount of his love to be poured on this earth? So I just beseech you and those who are listening, and I thank you for listening, to open up your heart. Lay down our lives, but he says, we will say, we will be known by our lives. So I thank you to each of you for listening today to Healing Hearts His Way, and I love you all. Tuesday, this is Missy.